Today's shir is Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Yudal. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yudal Amar Aleph at the second line. The Baal Hu, they asked the following question: Maush Yisadru Balchayv. When it comes that somebody owes somebody else money, and the loiver is of course short on money, as is there a halacha that we try to make arrangements that the loiver should not have to pay as much as he owes in order that he should be able to survive? And the Gemara explains, Mi Gomer, do we learn the halacha, the Torah, as we discussed in our previous shiur? The pasuk says by Erechin, by the parish of Erechin, where the Torah says that everybody has a value based on their age and their gender. The Torah says, Machu Mi'arkecha, that if a person can't afford to pay the Erech that he's obligated to, the Gemara in Erechin teaches us that we make arrangements from him. So the Gemara's question is, Mi Gama Micha Micham Erechin? Do we learn the halacha from Erechin that just like over there, the Torah says that we make arrangements? Here too, the halacha is we make arrangements. What are the arrangements? As the Gemara Masechta Erechin teaches us, the Kohen evaluates how much he could afford, and he leaves with him enough money to buy food for 30 days and clothing for 12 months, a bed with linen, shoes, and tefillin. And the Gemara also says there that we leave him the tools of his trade that in order he should be able to have panasa. And now the Gemara's question is, does the same halacha apply by a Baal Chayv? Oloi, or do we not say this? The Rabban explains that if, even though we already learned in our Mishnah, that this is the subject of a machloikus of the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Gemara here, explains the Ramban, is coming to understand, like the question that the Gemara is facing, is who does the halacha follow? The others decide that certainly, according to Shimon Gamliel, we're not Masada. The question is, what do the Rabbanan hold? Others say the question is even, according to Shimon ben Gamliel, the Rabbeinu Tam, as we discussed extensively in our previous shiur, differentiated between what type of a mashkin. He says a mashkin that's taken at the time of the loan is different than a mashkin that's taken later. And he explains that the Gemara's question here is, when we're taking a mashkin at the time of the loan, are we mesadrin? Do we try to make arrangements for the person who can't afford it? Says the Gemara, Toshma, the Shalch Ravin Begarte, Ravin sent a letter, Davaze Shalti L'chol Rabbeisai. He says, I asked this question to all of my Rabbeim, Belamerli Dava, and they weren't able to successfully answered it. They weren't able to successfully answer this question. He says there was another shayla that was asked in the yeshiva, and from that maybe we could extrapolate an answer. The question that was asked was the halacha is what's the halacha if somebody made a donation to the Bet HaKabayis? The halacha that misadrin, the halacha that we try to make arrangements, is only stated in the Torah by Erechin. What's the halacha if somebody just makes a donation to the Beit HaKabayis? Ma'ashi Yisadrin. What is the halacha in such a situation? Do we make a arrangement? And the Chasam Sofer explains that Erechin and Mana are not the same case. And by Erechin, there's a special Gzeri Shava, and therefore, there's a special Gzeirah Shavah that's only said there, nowhere else. And the question is, what is the halacha when somebody donates to Beit HaKabayis? Says the Gemara of Yaakov, Mishmei Darav Hada, Rav Yirmiyah, Mishmei Da'ufa, Amri, Kavachoyim Ba'achoyim. We make the following Kavachoyim. Umar Ba'achoyim, Shemach Zirin. The halacha is, as we've been learning, that the mashkin that's taken, we have to return. Hoshet, Hoshet, Lo Yitavoy. Ein Misagrin, the halacha is, that we don't make arrangements, hegdish, shema tzirin, that the halacha is when we take a mashkin for hegdish,
there is this halacha of returning doesn't apply. And it did, certainly the halacha should be that a masad. But what we see from here is, based on the kavachayim that they wanted to learn, that there is no masadrin by a bachod. So Tosfos the Ramaskal Hedrash asks, how can we learn such a kavachayim? Why don't we say erchin should be a raya? Because by erchin the halacha is also the emasirin, that we don't return the mashin, and still the halacha is that masadrin. So we see that the fact that we do or don't return the mashkin is not relevant. So explains Tosfos from Erechin we can't learn a halacha of a hegdish, because Erechin has a special kula that it only applies to somebody who gives the erech of a Jew. It doesn't apply to someone who gives the erech of a Nachri, and it also only applies by a person who's over a month old. Whereas somebody is magdish, the value of a Nachri or a child even under a month old is, there is Kedish. So we can't learn from Erechin, so therefore says Tosfos, we can't learn from Erechin to Kedish. Says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Amar. Rav Yochanan says a different fact. The Pasuk says, Ish Kriyafi Neder Be'erech Chaksiv. The Torah says the word Neder Be'erechin. To learn from here, Ma Erechin, just like as we've learned, the Torah says explicitly, that the Erechin Masagrin, Af Hegdish, so too the Halach is by Hegdish, that we are Masagrin. Viga, Rav Yaakov, Rav Yimi, who say that we don't do Masagrin by Hegdish, what will they do with this Pasuk? And Gemara, who, they're going to use that Pasuk to teach us another Halacha. But neither L'chvoidu da'asim, that if a person made a Neder, he expressed his nether in a way that refers to a body, an organ, an organ that is your life depends on it. You have to give the whole value. Ma erchin nidin mechloidon, just like that is the halacha of erchin, because the Torah says the erchin nefashos. Af hegdish, so too the halacha is that by hegdish, if you magdish a person, organ, which is an organ, shanashama tluyiba, the halacha is that you have to give it. There's an interesting discussion. What is the halacha if somebody says he's going to give the erech of an organ that's not the shama tluyiba? The halacha clearly by nezikin, if somebody is mazik somebody in an organ that's the shama tluyiba, you have to give the value of the person with that organ versus the person without the organ. There is an interesting question, what will be the halacha by erchin if you said the erich of such an organ? So we see that this question is, so they don't have this pasuk available to teach us this halacha, and therefore this is a machloikis if misadrin by Hegdish or any Masadrin the Hegdish. The Tosfos asks the question that why do we say over here and Hegdish Lamachsa? If we see that the Torah is connecting the halachas of Erechin to the halachas of Hegdish regarding this halach of Nidin B'Chvoidoi, shouldn't this be a source to teach us that the same halacha will apply regarding Masadrin? Because there's a rule throughout Shas of Ein Masadrin Hegdish, Ein Makisha Lehechtza, says Tosfos, since we just learned as a Kavachomer, which teaches us that we shouldn't be Masadrin by Hegdish, the Kavachomer is stronger than the Hegdish. Ask the Gemara, we said the Bachoyt, but ask the Gemara, why should Halacha not be that by a Bachoyt we should make an arrangement based on a kavachoyim from Erechin, Ma Erechin. If by Erechin, the halacha is a maximum. If by Erechin, the halacha is that we don't give back a mashkin. If by Erechin, the halacha is that we don't give a mashkin b'chayiv, where we are maximum, as that's the primary subject of our sugya, that we give back
isn't only the aloch, shouldn't the aloch certainly be, ain't a din, shouldn't the aloch be that certainly sadrin? So the Marshal asks, how can we learn such a kavachomer? The Erchin has a special kula that it only applies by a person who's Jewish. Bal Chayiv applies by everybody. Says the Gemara, says the Marshal, that this question is only according to the opinion that holds that by Erch, that it's only following the opinion that by Hegdish or Mesadrin. So the Gemara's question is, once we're learning by Hegdish Mesadrin, we can learn a Kavachomer by combining Hegdish and Erchin, that so should be the Halacha by Bal Chayiv. Amakra answers the Gemara, because the Pasuk says by Erchin, V'machu Merkecha, we learn from that Pasuk, Hu V'la Bal Chayiv, that this Halacha only applies that by Erchin and not by Chayiv. Ask the Gemara V'idach, the other mandam that says that we do Mesadrin Bal Chayiv, what's he going to do with this pasuk? That the halacha is that when does a person not have to pay if he can't afford? Only if he didn't have the ability from when he made the erech until the time comes that he has to pay. But if sometime in between, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps that he has the ability to pay before he comes to pay, his financial situation turns around and he's able to pay, then he doesn't have any dispensation. Ask the Gemara, the Yachzir Behegdish, the halacha should be, that we should have to give back the Mashkin by Hegdish, just like we have to give back the Mashkin as we're learning by Bal Chayiv, because we should make the following Kavachayma. V'sadr Behegdish, Kavachayma Bal Chayiv. Why don't we make, ask the Gemara, the following, why don't we make the following Kavachayma? Omah, Ma Bal Chayiv Shei Mesadrin. If we're saying that by Bal Chayiv we don't make arrangement, but still Mechzirin, the loch is that we have to return the Mashkin. So ask the Gemara, Hegdish, that the loch is Mesadrin, that we make arrangement. Ain't a din. Certainly the loch should be that we're looking out for the person who made the nether. So certainly ought the halacha not to be the Mechzirin, we give back the Mashkin. Answers the Gemara Amakra. The Pasuk says, by a Mashkin of Bal Chayiv, V'hashiv tashiv loy as avid, Kavaya shemesh v'shacha b'silmas re'echa, Yotza hegdish ube rechecha. And the Pasuk says that by doing so, you'll have a bracha. Says the Gemara Yotza hegdish, this comes to exclude hegdish, because a hegdish doesn't need Shein Tzark Bracha, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any Bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously doesn't need any Bracha. There's an interesting question that the Rishonim debate. We're speaking here about the halacha of returning the Mashkin. Is the halacha that one has to return the Mashkin said only by a halva, only by a loan? Or does it apply whenever I owe somebody money, wages, rental, etc.? Rama and Duran hold that it applies by any time I owe money. The Baal Trumas disagrees. And the Avos Chesed brings a raya, because the Gemara says that the Gemara just wanted to learn, V'yachzir behegdish kalachayim baal chayiv. So says the Chofetz Chaim and Avos Chesed, if the halacha is only by a halvor that has the special halacha that you return the mashkin, but it doesn't apply anywhere else, ask the Avos Chesed, so what's the Gemara's question that we should learn from Bal Chayiv to Hegdish? Even by Bal Chayiv, it only applies in very limited situations, not in all situations. But if we'll say that it applies in all situations, the Gemara's question is very well understood. Ask the Gemara, is that true that when we speak about Hegdish, when we speak about Aliyah by Kadosh Baruch Hu, there is no need for Hegdish? Says the Gemara, for Bracha, for Ksiv, every time we say a Bracha, doesn't the Torah says, V'chalta v'savata v'arachta. El amakra. Hegdish HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a bracha. And as the Nefesh Chaim explains, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by us making a bracha, it gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the way I understand the Nefesh Chaim, the impetus to bring more bracha to the world. And in fact, the Gemara says, Amla Yishmol B'ni, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel, in Masech the Brachas, Tav Zayin Amin Aleph, says to Yishmol B'ni Barcheni, and the Gemara, Masech the Shabbos, that Pei Tes Amin Aleph says, Amla HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'moisha, Hoy L'chol Ezreini, you should have helped him. And the Reina Mechaya says that by giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it increases the Ruach HaKodesh that exists in the world. So of course bracha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, correct. Elam Akra, what the Gemara means to say is, the Pasuk says, by the din of returning the Mashkin, L'chot Tiyat Tztaka, Misha Tzarek Tztaka, people require Tztaka, Yotza Hegdish, who is the owner of Hegdish? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yotza Hegdish, Shein Tzarek Tztaka. And they sort of, Beis Yosef explains, that because everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tztaka represents that I own something, and I take the something which I own, and I give it to someone else. But if it's not something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything belongs to him anyway. Since everything belongs to him anyway, there's no concept of tzedakah. Says the Gemara, Ashkechai, Rabbi Baravu Eliyo, Rabbi Baravu met Eliyo Anovi, the koi beveis kfar shel Avi Kachavim, as he was standing in the cemetery of Avi Kachavim, Amalei, and he asked him the question which we are discussing in our shir. The question is, Mao Shisari Balchoiv. Do we make arrangements by a Balchoiv? Amalei, Gama Micha Micha Me'erchen. So he says, as we started the shir, we learn the following Zereshova. Gabe Erchen Ksiv, when we speak about Erchen, the Torah uses the words, the Machum Me'erkechop. Gabe Balchoiv Ksiv, V'chiyomach Achicha, says the Gemara, that the same halacha applies by both. The Rishonim asked the question that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that Gemara Masechta Shabbos that Kuf Ches Amin Aleph discusses if one could write tefillin on the skin of a dag tar of a kosher fish. And Rav Nachman said, let Eliyahu come and give us the answer. Asked the Gemara, how could we rely on what Eliyahu Navi would tell us. As Rashi explains, we have a rule that we discussed extensively in Amasecht on Daf Nun Tesamen Beis. Loi b'shemayim hi. These rules are not meant to be made up in Shemayim. So how can we rely on Eliyahu? So Ritz Chaya says that Eliyahu Navi doesn't have the ability to pask in a shayla. But if Eliyahu Navi doesn't just say this is the halacha, but he gives a reasoning to what he says, certainly Eliyahu Navi is not any worse than any other Talmud Chacham. The Chasam Sofer has a very interesting approach to this entire question. The Chasam Sofer says that Eliyahu HaNavi has the ability to appear in one of two ways. Eliyahu HaNavi could appear as a person, and Eliyahu HaNavi could appear as a malach. So explains the Chasam Sofer. When Eliyahu HaNavi appears as a malach, then we have the rule that we just discussed, loy b'shemayim hi. But when Eliyahu HaNavi appears as a human being, so he's certainly like any other Talmud Chacham and has the ability and the right to pask in a shayla. Then they asked him another question. Minayin la'orim shlo yitrim. How do we know a person, when he's not wearing clothing, should not be able to take off truma, he can't make a bracha? Answers the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, v'lo yir b'cha ervistavar. A person can't make a bracha. A person can't make a bracha when it's yira by Erevis Dover. And if he's not wearing any clothing, that's considered the yira by Erevis Dover. A question that the Paiskim say is, what's the halacha about doing a mitzvah in a place that's not clean? And the Paiskim want to explain that there's maybe a difference between a mitzvah versus a bracha. To say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in a place where there's an Erev Stover, then the halacha is that mu'amei not. Whereas doing a mitzvah, when we want to do a mitzvah, we're trying just the outcome. It might be different. But then I saw that Paiskim that want to suggest that there's two ways of looking at this at a mitzvah. Sometimes the actual act of the mitzvah, the actual act of a mitzvah is considered as also to be done in a place that's dirty. One can't take a lulav, one can't blow shofar. But when the purpose of, because those are mitzvahs, and mitzvahs can only be done in a place which is clean. But when we're not doing the mitzvah for the sake of doing the mitzvah, when we're doing the mitzvah for the sake of the outcome, taking off truma. So we think about what the Gemara here is discussing, taking off truma. The Gemara is making the point that when we speak about taking off truma, it's not the mitzvah is not taking off truma. The mitzvah is to have your food properly taken off. In such a situation, perhaps the halacha is that one can do such a mitzvah in a place that's not clean. But now continues the Gemara, Amalei, they asked them, Lav Kohen Humar, aren't you a Kohen? And if you're a Kohen, why, my Tam a Kohen Mar, the Beis HaKvaris, why are you standing in a Beis HaKvaris? The way we know that Eliyahu is a Kohen, because by Pinchas it says, Kina, Kana is Kanasi, and Eliyahu says, Kana Kanasi Lashem. And since Eliyahu HaNavi so Eliyahu HaNavi is Pinchas, and Pinchas was a Kohen. And again, we apply over here the opinion of some Sefer. Since in this point Eliyahu HaNavi was appearing as a person, so he has the din of a Kohen. Tosfos, this quotes a machlokes, if Eliyahu HaNavi was a Kohen. Some say that Eliyahu HaNavi is from the children of Leah. And if he's from the children of Leah, it's very possible that he's a Kohen. But Tosfos says there are opinions that Eliyahu HaNavi is a descendant of Rachel. If he's a descendant of Rachel, he's not a Kohen. So Tosfos says there are different opinions what was, if Eliyahu HaNavi was actually a Kohen or not. Our Gemara is following the opinion that he was a Kohen. Then Tosfos asks another question. We all know the episode in Melachim where the child of the Ammonah that Eliyahu was living by died, and Eliyahu revived him. The question is that if the Kohen is now become Tamil Ames. So Tosfos answers, since Eliyahu HaNavi was certain that he's going to be able to revive him, then it's a situation of pikuach nefesh that's like kol ha'Torah kula. The difficulty that the Emek Sheila and many ask on Tosfos saying that the only reason Eliyahu HaNavi was able to revive him, because Eliyahu was certain. If Eliyahu was not certain, he would not be allowed to revive him. But isn't the halacha that sofik pikuach nefesh doicha kol ha'Torah, that even if it's just a sofik, you could do whatever you have to do to save a life? So the Emek Sheila says that on a regular Kohen, who's a living Kohen, so he has to do whatever he can do, even in a situation of sofik pikuach nefesh. But here Eliyahu was not alive anymore. This is not like the Chasam Sofer learns, and therefore he could only take the ability to come in contact with a mace if he knows for certain they'll be able to be mechayim hamesim. The Shita has a different approach. The Shita says that this child really wasn't dead. He was only a geisus, but the halacha is that a kohen may not become close even to a geisus. The Shabina Rav's approach to this question is really touches on a fundamental question. When we say that a kohen is allowed to become tamei in a situation of pikuach nefesh, is that tuma hutra betzibur or only tuma dechuyah betzibur? If we say it's hutra betzibur, it means that it's 100% mutter. And therefore,
Eliyahu Navi could, a Kohen Eliyahu Navi, anybody could do whatever is needed to be done to save. But if it's dechuya, it's something that's only done reluctantly. Since it's only done reluctantly, the halacha applies to there's no such a halacha. Ramosha, there even Kohen has to be careful not to become tamei, and that was Eliyahu's situation. Ramosha has a different approach. He says, yes, there's halacha of bikuach nefesh doiches Shabbos, even suffik bikuach nefesh doiches Shabbos. But says Ramosha, that halacha is only when the person is still alive. Once the person is not alive anymore, the halacha doesn't apply. So says Ramosha, as the pasuk Pashup Shat in the Navi teaches us, this child was already dead. And therefore, since he's already dead, the halacha is that you're not allowed to be, the special halacha of Bikuch Nefesh Doiches HaShabbos would not apply. Amalei, so Eliyahu answered to him, Lemasni ma taharis, did you not learn already say the taharis? The Tanya, the Bryce, and say the taharis teaches us, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Kivrayim shel kechavim ein matamim. The kvarim of a goy is not matamim tumas oil mace. Shenema, v'atem tsoy marisi, odom atem, atem kruim odom, Kla Yisrael considered odom, v'ein oivdikachum kruim odom, and therefore there is no problem. But the Gemara Masech Yevamos, Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, teaches us that this is only regarding tumas oil. The halacha, that there's a special halacha of tumas oil, only applies by Yisrael, not by Akum. But the halacha of maga, of touching tumah, that applies even by an Akum. So if that's the case, why was Eliyahu Navi not concerned that he will touch a mace? So the Ran says that Eliyahu Navi knew that there's no mace near where he's coming, and he won't come close to it. There are other Rishonim that say that this halacha of maga masa that applies to a nachri is only by a nevela, not by a mace. Taisa says that Eliyahu Navi never really touched the ground. So if he comes close to the ground, there's a real issue that he may come to touch the mace. But since he never came close to the ground, we don't have to be worried. Amalei, so Rabbi responded, so Eliyahu asked him, don't you know what it says there? How did you ask this question? Says the Gemara, Amalei be'arba le'metzina, I don't know, I only know four Siddurim, Ma'i Noshim Nezikim, that are relevant to in Bizman Azeh, le'metzina b'shita metzina. I'm not clear in all the prices, and Tosfos makes a very important point. Certainly they knew all of the Mishnayos. The discussion over here is regarding the brises. And he said, I'm not proficient with all brises, and this is a brisa. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, says, Amar Meya, Nayan Afilo Nochri Oisik B'Toyra. How do we know that a Nochri who learns Torah, Shuki Koin Godel, he's equivalent to the Koin Godel, Shanem V'Shematim V'Shukos V'Shmishpata Yishiyas Oisah Adam V'Chai Behem. And we learn from him, they are Ha'adam, anybody. So how are we saying that Akum are excluded from being an Adam? Rashi there in Masechet Sanhedrin says, the Rameyer disagrees. And Rameyer actually holds that Adam does include Nachrim. Tosfos says there's a difference between the word Adam and Ha'adam. Adam excludes the Akum. Ha'adam includes the Akum. The Ramban says, we have to look at the context of the Pasuk. If in the context of the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk of Bracha, so it only refers to Klal Yisrael. However, if the context of the Pasuk is not a Bracha, then the word Adam applies both to Yisrael and Nachrim. So Gemara here says, Atam Kruim Adam, the Maral and the Gur Aryeh explains. We know that the last thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was the human being. What's pshat that the last thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was the human being? Because that was the goal, that was the tachlis of the creation of the world. The world was created for the human being. And says the Gemara, which human being was the world created for? For Klal Yisrael. Atam Kriyam Adam. You're the Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he created the world. And I saw the Bas Ayin expounding on this. It says that the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis that Vehi Adam L'Nefesh Chaya, the person was created, and the Targum Unkla says, what does it mean that the person was created? L'ruach M'malala, to have the ability to speak. So Klal Yisrael, who spend their lives speaking Divrei Torah, Atam Kriyam Adam, you're the people that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created human beings for. People who use their mouths to say Divrei Torah. Akum, that don't use their mouths to speak Divrei Torah, aren't created for that purpose. The Chasam Sofer says that the word Adam is really the Rosh HaTevis of Efer, Dam, and Mara, which all come to represent that a person is supposed to look at himself as being very insignificant. He's ash, he's blood, he's gall, he's bitter. And the Pasuk indeed says, Ki atem hamat mikol ha'amim. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, the Gemara Masechet Kechulin da Pei Tes, Omer Av says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Choshkani b'chem. You know why I love you? Shafilu b'shosh shani mishpia aleichem gedula. Even when you have it going good, atem hamat ma'atzmechem. Shnema ke atem hamat mikol ha'amim. And therefore, Atam Kriyam Adam, Klal Yisrael, who have built into themselves, into our DNA, this characteristic of anivus, of being humble, of being modest, Adam, you who have this ability, that's the person that is that I created the world for. Another pshat that I saw from the Tzel Merov Zatzal, he says that Atam Kriyam Adam, Adam has in it the words Edma. A person was created to be similar, Edma L'Elyon. A person was created to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or a person could be Adama, could be earth, could be nothing. He says, that is what is unique about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have in them these two abilities. One ability is that you could be Edma L'Elyon, that we could reach the stars, we could be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or we could be Adam. We could be left as nobody. It's our job to make ourselves great. There's a famous, beautiful story when the famous Bayless trial took place, that the Russian government had accused him that he had killed a non-Jewish person. And what happened during that trial was that it really became a trial of the entire Jewish people, not only a trial of the entire Jewish people, but what happened in that trial was that the prosecutors tried to use that trial as an opportunity to put our entire religion and entire Torah on trial. This trial took place in Moscow. The chief rabbi of Moscow at that time was Rav Yaakov Maza. Realizing the seriousness of the situation, he consulted with many Gedolei Yisrael how to react to this situation. And one of the Gemaras that had been brought up was this Gemara, where Atam Kriyam Adam, the prosecutor said, look how the Jewish people think about us. And they say, Atam Kriyam Adam, that only we are considered Adam, and Ve'en Umas Olam Kriyam Adam, the Akum are not considered Adam. Look at their attitude towards us. And Ramaza needed to defend that, this Gemara. And he consulted with the Chartkeva Rebbe Zitzal, and the Chartkeva Rebbe said, I have a chassid, his name is Rameya Shapiro, he's a great Talmud Chacham, and ask him, maybe he'll be able to give you a way to answer this claim against Klal Yisrael. So he said, that the Charet Kvaret, he wrote Rav Meir Shapiro a letter. How should I respond? And Rav Meir Shapiro said, that's very interesting. He says, if you look in the Hebrew language, all the words in Lashon Kodesh have a Lashon Yachid and a Lashon Rabbim. Ish is a Noshim. Isha is Noshim. There's one word, he said, in the Hebrew language that doesn't have a Yachid and a Rabbim, a single and a plural. That's the word Adam. It only has a single, not a plural. Why? He says, because Adam means that all of us are Adam. All of Klal Yisrael are connected to each other, and we are united as one person. Atem. By Klal Yisrael, we have this concept of Atem Kriyam Adam. You're really all one. The Ein Umas Ha'olam. But when we speak about the Umas Ha'olam, there is no Adam. There are different people, different religions, all from different parts of the world and different faiths and different customs. And that's what the Gemara means to say. It's not Chas V'Shalom meaning to denigrate the Nochrim. That's not what the Gemara is trying to do, said Rav Meir Shapiro, you should say to the court. What you should say to the court is that what the Gemara is trying to speak about is what, as all of Klal Yisrael and all the Nashamas of Klal Yisrael are considered one, which you don't have Bariakim. Amalei, so Yo asked him, Amai, you said you're not proficient in the brises of all of the Shish Sedarim. So he asked him, why is that? Amalei dechikul amilsa. I don't have enough income, and therefore I'm not able to learn Torah like I would want. Dabra v'aylel Gan Eden. So says the Gemara, Yo took him up to Gan Eden. Amalei pshayk limach. He said, take off your coat. Safi shoka mahani tarfi. Take some leaves from the trees that grow in Gan Eden, put them into the coats of your pocket. Safi shoko, and he did so. Kiav nafik, as he's exiting Gan Eden, Shama the comer, he heard a voice saying, Man ka ochel lak almei, who's eating all of everything that he's going to have from Olam Haba? Krav baravua. Note what the Basco was saying to him was that you're losing what you're going to have in Olam Haba by taking it in this world. Nafat Shadinu. So he quickly emptied out the leaves. Of course, he didn't want to lose the shear in Olam Haba. Says the Mara Filoch Asil Glima. He brought his coat down to this world. The Sochet Glima Recha. And you were able to extract from that coat such a wonderful smell. Zavna Betresa Alpha Dinrei. And he sold it for 12,000 dinarim. He distributed amongst his son-in-laws. And the Mashah explains, he didn't want to have any benefit from this, as the Gemara is teaching us. And because he didn't want to have any benefit, so not only did he not take anything from it, but he didn't, his children, his own sons, are closer to him, obviously, than his son-in-laws. So therefore, he didn't distribute it to his son. The halacha is that he gave it to his son-in-laws. And the Shagas Arya explains the Gemara that even though the halacha is that a person osla henis mimas anisim, a person is not allowed to have hanof from nes anisim, he says that's only the person who the nes is happening to, but everybody else can have benefit from nes anisim. The pasuk says Tara Rabbanan, the pasuk continuing to speaking about the mashkin that we've been discussing, says v'mish anihu l'sishkev b'avaytai. If he's a poor person, don't take his linen. Ha'asher shachiv, says the Gemara, my comer. Ask the Gemara, what does the pasuk mean to teach us? Amar Rav Asher, your comer. Im ish anihu, if he's a poor person, l'sishkev, don't go to sleep, b'avaytai tzlacha. Don't go to sleep you have his bedding. There's no way that you could go to sleep when in such a situation. Asher shachiv avoyt etzlocha. If he's wealthy and he has other linen, then you could keep it because he's using the linen. The Tumim says that what happens if at the time of the loan he was poor and then he got wealthy. So the question is, may he hold that mashkin, But since at the time of the mashkin he was poor, he can't hold it on. He can't hold on to it. And the Torah suggests that the Tumim suggests that if we have to look at his current situation, and if currently he doesn't need it, then you can't hold on to it. And if currently he needs it, then the halacha is, even if he was rich originally, then you have to return it. If somebody borrows something from somebody else, he's not allowed to take a mashkin. And you're not allowed to return it to him. Says the Gemara, my comer. The Gemara says, but we're learning, says, that of course you do have to, hashiv, that you do have to return. Moreover, what is if you're allowed to keep it, what is meant when it says, v'oivu b'kol shemus aleilu. Amar av shesh tach kama. Havayel hamavus chavei enu rishoy l'mashkenai. The person himself, as we learned in the previous year, can't take the mashken himself. He has to send a shliach bezdin. U'mashkenai. And if he violated and did so, chayv l'hachsaloi, then he has to return it. V'oivu b'kol shemus aleilu is talking about the seifa. When he has to return it, the halacha would be that if he took it, he has to. If he doesn't return it, he'll be over all these things. And Tosis points out there's a famous machlokes in Masechta Tamura, the beginning of Masechta Tamura, Bai v'Rava. Kamas of Amar Rachmana, anything that the Torah said we shouldn't do, Iovid, if we do it Mahani or Loi Mahani, does it work on that? From here it seems, as Tosis, that it does, that it's Loi Mahani. So how will Rava, who says that Imavra Loi Mahani, so he says that the Mashkin is different. Because every day that I have the Mashkin, and I believe this is very consistent with what we just learned from the Tumim, even if I took a Mashkin, every day I have to look at the financial situation of the person from whom they took the Mashkin. Rava says this is the way to understand what the Brisa says. Hakam, Amavas Chaveroi, En Rishoy L'Mashkinai. If you're not allowed to take a mashkin. The mashkin achayv la'achsaloi. The madvar mamurim, the mashkinoi shalai b'shas avosoi. As we discussed, there's a difference between a mashkin that's taken at the time of the loan versus a mashkin that's not taken at the time of the loan. And therefore, says the Braisa, av mashkinoi b'shas avosoi, if you took the mashkin at the time of the loan, ein chayv la'achsaloi. And the Braisa says, v'oiv b'chol shemus alalu, when are you over all the lavim? It's going back to the ratio. And a mashkin was not taken at the time of the loan. Says the Gemara Taner of Shizbi Kamei de Rava. The pasuk says, "Imchav al tach bal simus reecha ad boy Hashem to shivan elah." Says the Gemara Zuksus Laila that the person is speaking. The pasuk speaking about something that he has that he needs for night, and you could keep it all day. Hashet teshlois avet kavah Hashemus ksus yoim, something that he needs by day. You have to return to him in the morning, so you should have it by day. Says the Gemara, I don't understand how you're explaining the Pasuk. The Mama, the way the Pasuk reads, B'layla Lamali, something by day, you need by day, why is by night? Says the Gemara, the Laila be Mama Lamali. Says the Gemara, Amma the Asme, so maybe I should delete this Braisa. Amma Leiloi, Hachkamer, Ad Boy Hashem Tishven Eloi, Zexus Yoim. Anything should not lach b'alayla, that by night you have to give it back. By night, zeksus yoim, something that he wears by day. By day you have to give it back, but by night you could keep it. Hashe tushalais avoy kivay shemes zeksus layla, that the loch is something that he needs by night. Shenit lachavu b'yoim, you could keep it all day long. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills the Kaya Torah. So the question comes up, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Beis HaMikdash away from us as a mashkin? And the halacha is that we're learning now in the Gemara that a mashkin has to be returned. So why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu return the mashkin? So answer Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. When is there a halacha that you have to return a mashkin? He says the halacha that you have to return the mashkin is when the ani is relying on the mashkin, depending on the mashkin. In a situation where the ani is not relying and depending on the mashkin, the halacha does not require you to return the mashkin. He says the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't return the mashkin that he took away from us, the Beis HaMikdash he took away from us, because we're now waiting and depending on that mashkin. Were we to wait and daven and hope and pray for the mashkin, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would return that mashkin to us very quickly, mitzvah Hashem.